a popular Outcast production.
My intro as I'm taking a sip of root beer. Episode 64, Girls on Girls podcast. We are once again Kelsey-less this week, and that is totally Ashley and I's fuck up. We're the worst at planning anything.
I'm good at planning work.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than that,
I'm good at planning things when money is involved.
Right. Like, I can plan, like, my schedule, no problem, but when it comes to, like, freaking personal events, no.
Social stuff, yeah, I'm kind of the worst. We were able to get a sort of last minute guest, which I don't know if Bill's going to keep on any of that intro about the people who fell through, but
whatever.
Went through a few potentials and finally got a solid yes, and the solid yes comes from. Thank you, Ashley.
See Amanda Battlehorse.
Yeah.
I was going to say your name, but I couldn't. I don't know which. Okay.
The host of the cult classics burlesque show and the drawing event Pasties, Pencils, and Pints, as well as the instructor for our upcoming burlesque workshop.
Ermin Mom presents a burlesque workshop.
Yeah. It's a popular Outcast Network. It's not Min Mom.
Oh, my bad. How am I supposed to keep these things track? God damn.
Min Mom is like a separate entity, like all the podcasts, and the Popular Outcast Network is just the umbrella.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on.
All right, okay. I get it. That makes sense.
So, yay!
So there's like a Popular Outcast, Mom presents.
Popular Outcast presents Min Mom, wouldn't it be?
Yes.
Yeah.
But when we're getting special people, it's just Min Mom presents.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Semantics. We're working on it. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Let's not.
No, it makes sense. Yeah.
Not the point of why we're here.
No. It could be, but it's not.
No.
No.
We don't have a point.
No. Our guest doesn't care, so it's fine.
So, how's life? How's the weather?
Life's okay. Life is busy. What?
How's the weather?
Weather is nice.
I'm making small talk.
The sun just came out here.
Yeah. It's been nice here. Yeah. Let's talk about the weather.
Let's do small talk.
It's been like 80 degrees for 2 weeks and it's fucking awesome.
It is really nice. I'm enjoying it. Every now and then you need a sweater and it's kind of enjoyable.
It got really cold for a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like really rainy.
Yeah. I was afraid my chickens were going to like get flooded.
I was afraid my shop was going to get flooded because it's practically outside and, like, it's in the screen porch. So, like, the water will just flood into it and, like, it makes a river through the middle of it. So, like, I had to go through the one day and just move all of my stuff because, like, the roof leaks, too. So, I was like, okay, so this will get wet here, but not here. And it was weird. So it rained for, like,
that's bad.
3 days. Yeah. Luckily, nothing got damaged. But, I just found out I need to get liability insurance, because I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. In case you accidentally, cut someone's dog in the eye.
Oh, God. I promise I won't do that.
Oh. It happens,
ever
though.
On purpose.
Like, sometimes dogs are wiggly, and they'll fall into
and, like,
the shears or something.
It makes sense. Obviously, it makes a lot of sense, like, if somebody gets hurt on my property, or if, like, I, God forbid, cut a dog, or if a dog decides to attack a person or whatever, like, I need to have insurance for that kind of stuff. But, like, I never thought of it because I'm barely an adult. So.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. It's just not something you think of, but, yeah. So I'm trying to get that.
I don't get insurance for things.
Hey, like, what do you need insurance for? God, that's stupid. Oh, no, that makes sense. Oh, yeah. Okay. I have to be an adult.
Yep. That happens to the best of us.
It keeps falling down on you, like, little by little. Just yeah. keeps happening.
Yep.
Ugh. Soon I'll be doing taxes. I already do taxes.
Yep.
Our guest has joined us, via Skype, so there may be a lag. I don't know if Bill's going to fix that in post, line up the audio a little better. I don't know. We'll see.
So if it sounds funky, that's what's going on.
Yep.
It's cool. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's fine. Don't worry. It's fine. It's fine.
At least we're not Skyping through, like, the Super Bowl this time.
Is that what was going on?
Yeah, we Skyped, like, through the Super Bowl when we talked to your brother, and it was all the way from California, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we also didn't do video on that one.
Yeah. Well, we had to do a video for, like, half of it and ended up turning it off, though, I think. No, because Popular Outcast did halfway through.
Yeah, when they had it, and that's Jonas how they knew. Yeah. on, or Heather.
One and that's the how they figured that out.
Mike Bennett's Vine friends.
You'll live and learn. Yeah. Speaking of which, we should get Heather Muller at some point.
I know. We keep saying that on the air, and then she'll, like, say something to Jeff and Bill. We'll be like, they said my name. They're awesome. And then it's just like,
do you want to Facebook message her, like, right now and be like, hey, what are you doing in an hour?
She's, like, never on Facebook, so.
Oh, well, how are we supposed to get a hold of her?
I don't know. I think Jeff has her number. I'll just steal it.
Jeffrey.
Be like,
I know you're listening.
This,
do this for us.
Yeah, there we go. Who has Vine that can do that for us?
I don't have Vine. Oh, god damn it! Every freaking time! See, Amanda, do you have Vine?
Nope.
I hear it's what all the cool kids are doing.
I deleted it.
Okay.
I was never interested in having it.
No.
Apparently there's this whole big thing about Facebook taking all of your privacy right now. But, like, it's that been is... like that. I think it's just people are now realizing
is
that
it
that's
the,
what
is
we
it the bullshit
to.
Over, like, the Messenger app?
No, it's okay. Also that if you sign up for
it's
even
it's because they forced you.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. I'd be pissed off about that if I didn't already have the Messenger app and use it, like, all the time.
You already agreed to all of it.
It's way more convenient than trying to message right. through the Facebook app.
Well, it's
app.
Through that, but it's also through the Facebook app. Yeah. Basically, they can access your phone microphone whenever they want.
No,
they, can access
they
your,
can't.
According
you can
to...
turn it off.
You can turn it off.
Yes.
But according to the... app or whatever, that's what you agreed to.
What you're agreeing,
whether they actually give a shit and are in the FBI, the FBI or whatever is actually going to
NSA.
Access whatever. If they're going to access all of my photos of freaking dogs, go ahead. It's fine.
But
I don't really give a shit.
People are in this huge uproar that, like, oh, Facebook can access my microphone or my pictures or my video anytime they want now. It's like, no, you gave Facebook permission to access your videos and your photos and stuff so you could upload them to Facebook. If you turn off that function, you can't upload anything to Facebook.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, it's like one of those things where, like, I doubt they're freaking doing it.
They're not.
I doubt it.
I'll tell you what,
I mean,
Snopes.
They can. Obviously, they can.
Yeah.
But, seriously, and most of your freaking... If you
they can't control your phone remotely
right.
like that.
And if your iPhone has, like, iMessage and stuff like that, they're not going to read your text because they can't.
Yeah.
So...
Seriously, Snopes is your best friend when it comes to things.
Oh, God,
are,
yeah. I Snopes everything.
Yeah.
Like, I for a couple months at a time, I was, like, my family and stuff would upload something to Facebook, and they would, like, put a link, like the dog, dog's getting, bad reactions from drinking ice water.
Oh, yeah, that was
so I Snoped it, and, like, I would send links to people, like, of the Snopes. Like,
it
everybody
wasn't true.
Oh, no, it's not true.
The worst thing that's going to happen if you give your dog a bowl of ice water is that they drink it too fast and choke on an ice cube.
And that's with everything they eat.
Yeah. It's not going to, like, bloat your dog's
that's
stomach.
Every,
and make it
and that was the whole thing. Like, dogs are going to get bloat. And it's like, well, dogs get bloat because they eat too fast or drink anything too fast. Like, you should give them water slowly when it's a really hot day so they don't get dehydrated. Or be a good parent and give them water accessible throughout the entire day. Like, why wouldn't you just bring a freaking water dish? I don't know. People are weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. I was about ready to murder one of my cousin's kids today. I went to a family function, and they had a Yorkie. And they were like, oh, this is a teacup Yorkie, and it's a puppy, and blah, blah, blah. We love it. And this dog wasn't on the ground for more than 5 minutes the whole time I was there. And I'm just like, let's let it down. Like, it's not a freaking accessory. It's a goddamn dog. Hmm. They put it on the ground, and, like, my dogs are there just like, we want to play with it. And it's, like, barking at them, and they're just like, oh, you can't have the dogs barking all the time. And I was like, they want to play. Because they're animals. It's what they do. I love... God. People annoy me so much. With animals. They're stupid. Alright, that's enough of my rant.
Yeah, I'm just gonna stop at the phrase, people annoy me so much. Just...
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's enough of that. Anywho.
So... When you were being introduced, we mentioned that you do some things, and you host your own events, and it's
what just happened?
You bumped.
Sorry. Headphones. I'm not gonna move.
Yeah,
my bad.
We mentioned some of the events that you host in your upstate New York home. So, why don't we talk about that? You have a cult classics show coming up.
Yeah, I've been doing, I've been producing my own burlesque show for over a year now. We do one every other month, and it's always a cult classic movie themed. The one we're doing on Friday is a tribute to the movie Labyrinth. So I've booked a bunch of different performers from this area, from New York City, from Utica, and we're all going to come together and just sort of pay homage to a bunch of different characters and moments from the movie. And mostly these acts are striptease.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sort of the theatrical striptease acts. I don't know, some people aren't familiar with burlesque, and that's kind of essentially what it is these days.
Yeah, burlesque was originally, like, an umbrella thing. It was, like, the entire show when you had, like comedians.
Like
and
a variety show.
Yeah, yeah. Which,
And mostly it was, like, poking fun at politicians.
Huh.
And, like, that the aristocracy fun. Of the day.
Oh.
Yeah.
And there's still some of that.
Yeah. So, can you tell us what character you're gonna be for your next show?
Absolutely. I'm doing the junk lady from Labyrinth.
Yes. Oh my god.
I thought she's you like, might be.
That's great.
I'm really excited. I'm making this big sort of cage skirt, and I've got this like big headdress I'm making, and I'm going to do like a bra corset. It's going to be like a classic sort of burlesque take on the junk lady.
Hmm.
To Bowie's song, Oh You Pretty Things.
I like it. I'm a fan.
I'm pretty psyched.
I saw your last pictures of the last show, and that was pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah, I finally got those up. That was a tribute to the movie Spinal Tap. We called it These Are Spinal Tits.
Which sounds awful and painful.
Yeah.
Yes. But it was fun. That was the anniversary show.
Yeah.
Mm. So you do it
and this show I'm excited.
Sorry. The lag. It makes talking over each other inevitable.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're here.
What?
Hello?
It's true. Hello.
Yeah, there we go. There Hello. We go. Okay, we'll get this. Eventually. So I'm sorry, I totally interrupted you trying to say a thing.
Oh yeah, I was just saying that I'm excited because I have a friend who has been sort of trying to perform for a while, and this will be her first show where she doesn't act, Penny Slane.
That's an adorable name. I can't decide if it's more burlesque
she
or
was
roller
use it
derby.
As a derby name, but
yes,
yeah. I always thought roller derby would be a lot of fun.
There is,
I did too.
There's local teams.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Williamsport has or had one, and Pottstown, outside of Shamokin, has a league.
Hmm. Eh, I've thought about it. I don't know where I'd get the time to do it, but
yeah. I am too much of a wuss.
I just can't roller skate.
Oh, I can roller skate. That's the whole thing. Like, I can roller skate. It'd be the matter of coordinating roller skating with hitting somebody.
I mean, you're not supposed to be hitting.
Well, knocking them out.
Sort of.
Yeah. Meh.
I think for me, burlesque was everything I wanted from roller derby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get a fun name and fun costumes. The, like, and
yeah. With, like, none of the injuries.
Hopefully.
I don't know. I've fallen off stages before.
So far.
Well, I fell, like,
that's very true.
Yeah. On a stage. It's not fun.
No.
No. Yeah, we did a show in high school where it was, we did the musical Guys and Dolls. And I didn't want to be a doll, so I convinced the director to let me be a guy. So I got to be Angie the Ox.
That's awesome.
And I got to wear, like, a green suit and everything, but I, like, they dressed up my suit to be look like a woman. So I was actually a woman, but I was in the gang or whatever it was.
Hmm.
So that was kind of cool. But in, like, the end of the one show, like, the one of the numbers, the dance, we were supposed to throw, like, confetti into the audience, and I went to throw confetti and I slipped and fell on my face.
No.
And they just, like, it was the end of the show anyway, so they just dimmed the lights, like, as fast as they could, and, like, all the guys there were like, oh my god, are you okay? It's like, I'm fine. That's hilarious. I'm fine, just let me up. It's on tape somewhere. Yeah, and I'm sure it's hilarious. Yeah. Yeah. Theater is fun.
Sorry, I'm trying to...
Aislinn's on her phone.
I'm trying to get the Wi-Fi on my phone going.
Is the password in? Because we have a new password.
I know. Bill sent me a picture.
Oh, okay. Ba-ba-da.
I'm trying to look up something.
I don't remember what I was doing. I got distracted with the fact that I had to sign into the Wi-Fi. Fuck it, whatever.
Yeah.
It's done. I'm over it. So, you have another event that you do that I've heard tale of.
On the alternate months, we do this thing called Pasties, Pencils, and Pints, which is a burlesque meets drink and draw.
I love it. I love it.
So we have a DJ who plays awesome, like, sort of 90s college jams, and we have a... It's like a burlesque model or a drag queen model or a roller derby model. It's got to be someone who's already sort of a performer.
Right.
And they start out in, like, full costume, and slowly, as the poses get longer, they take off more and more of their costume.
Hmm. Interesting.
And people can... It's $10 to get in, and people are encouraged to bring their own booze and bring their own sketchbooks, and yeah, I make people hoot and holler in between poses as the model is sort of, like, changing or moving. But once the model settles into a pose, everybody's just focused and working. So some people, they just want to come. They think it sounds fun, but they don't want to draw. And I know that they will feel awkward. I don't mind if they come, but I know if they're not drawing, they'll be bored.
Yeah.
So I made a coloring book that's filled with drawings from people who've come.
That's awesome.
What's happening?
No, it's
just... We're just laughing at the idea of a coloring book. I want this coloring book so bad.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. It's, line drawings of a bunch of, like, burlesque ladies and dudes from previous Pasties, Pencils, and Pints events. And I made some filler pages that include, like, dot to dot things in different like games and like draw in here pages.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So I'm just gonna take a moment and tell oh my god, Ashley.
Sorry.
Popular Outcast website, popularoutcast.com, purple Amazon banner. Buy stuff on Amazon so Amazon gives us money so Bill can get rid of this broke-ass fucking headphone splitter and we can have one that actually fucking works all the time.
Oh, God, what just happened again? Just doing it again.
It is. The cord's wiggly. It's fine.
We need money.
Just, you know,
yeah, donate,
for please. The price of a cup of coffee a day.
Is there just a donate button? Do we have a donate button?
I think there is just a flat out donate. Yeah. I do.
If you feel bad for us.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you don't want to listen to this horrible Skype episode.
So anyway.
Oh God.
Bill probably just cut 10 minutes off of that. For us trying to fucking get this through. But what I was trying to say is, you mentioned that there are people that come to the events without an intent for a drawing. Like, do you then include blank pages in the coloring book in case they want to, like, they change their mind and they're like, oh, I should draw because everyone else is doing that?
There are pages that have just, like, it's like a big picture frame that's like, draw something here. Yeah, I absolutely want to encourage people to draw because I don't. You don't need experience to come to Pasties, Pencils, and Pints and draw. Like, you just need to want to. You don't have to show anybody your drawings, and the more you practice, the better you'll get. So, absolutely, I do include some pages in there for people to draw because I want to encourage them to draw.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, I can't draw, but I mean, I've tried on like a couple different occasions. Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, you really do have to practice at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to be decent at, like, figure drawing and portraiture in high school, and now, like, I'm lucky if I can draw a goddamn stick figure. It's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
You get out of practice. It's one of those, if you don't use it, you lose it things.
You have to do it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, burlesque. How did you get started with the burlesque, like... Did you just wake up one day and you're like, I'm going to learn to dance burlesque because that looks like fun?
No. Actually, I lived in Albany when the Bing Bamboo Room burlesque show got started. It's about to have its 10th anniversary now. Mm. And I saw cards for it and I was like, ooh. And I wasn't sure, though. I was like, maybe like my sort of feminist sensibilities will have a problem with this. I don't know. So I didn't go. And then I just forgot about it altogether. And it wasn't until I had a credit at the Arts Center, which is this, it's like the Arts Center of the Capital Region, which is this spot in Troy. I had a credit to take a free class, and I'm flipping through the catalog, and I'm like, what class do I want to take? And I saw a listing for burlesque, and I'm like, huh, I'm not really sure what that is, but that sounds fun and vaudevillian, and I'm going to take it. And on my very first day of class, it was just like, we were told some very basic sort of, like, posture tips. I made Ashley do them in the bar one night, and I heard just standing there looking at myself in the mirror, and I...
Oh, wait, no, never. Yes, me. Jesus.
God, were you that drunk?
No, yeah. I'm just really tired today.
That was me, I totally remember. I felt I felt sexy, and I never had felt sexy before. I, like, actually looked at my body, and it looked good to me, and I looked around the room, and everybody else looked good, too, and I'm just like, oh, like, this is awesome. And then from there, I never planned on performing. I just... thought it was great for me. I took a bunch of burlesque classes, and then finally I went to a burlesque show in the area. I went to see the Bing Bamboo Room burlesque, and I dressed up because it seemed like a fun thing to do, and the producer came up to me and he was like, how about you go on stage, like, you could do an act. And I'm like, oh no. I mean, it wasn't in a you do it now, but like, hey, sometime in the future, can I book you? And I'm like, I don't know. Okay. And he's like, you don't have to go down to Pasties. And I'm like, that's not the thing. Like, I've worked as a figure model. That doesn't bother me. I just don't know that I could choreograph and act. And then a friend of mine did it, and I saw her perform. And then I got an idea, and I made a costume. And once I had the costume made, the act kind of choreographed itself. And then I went from there, and I'm like, oh yeah, I get this. I don't have to do it in 8 counts. Like, that was, I think that was what worried me as a child. I took dance classes, and, you know, everything was, like, exact and perfect, and there's videos of me being 5 steps behind all the other little girls. So I didn't want to have to be, like, so on point like that. So the way I choreograph my acts is that there's, like, certain spots in the song. Like, I know at this lyric, I want to be doing this move or taking off this article of clothing or whatever. So, and then I can just kind of, like, fill in between. And that gets me to the end of the song and doesn't stress me out.
Hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, so if anybody's concerned that you can't do burlesque because you can't dance, guess what? You totally can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
What would you have to say to people who are like, I don't know if I could do burlesque because I'm too
blank. Blank.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, too big, too skinny, too can't dance, too...
Yeah, because we were, when we were trying to, you know, we're talking up people, trying to get them to come to the show, and one girl that we know, we pitched it to her, and she's like, I can't do burlesque. And we're like, why not? She's like, I'm fat.
That's hilarious. There's, Dirty Martini is one of the most successful burlesque performers right now, and she's a very large woman. Like, she's, like, queen. Everybody is sexy in their own way, and it's...
Exactly.
What?
No, nothing.
Yeah, and it's about finding, like, what's sexy about you and how to show off, like, the parts of you that you like.
Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of what I told her. It was, like, you would learn to be sexy. Like, you would learn to like you for you. You know, like, that's kind of the whole entire point of it, is to learn to love yourself.
There, I took a fan dancing class with a burlesque performer named Jezebel Express, and she said something that really stuck with me. And she was, like, a larger woman, and she said that she one day, like, realized, like, oh, sexy is a set of skills. And I'm just like, yeah, no, that's, like, what learning burlesque is. It's learning, like, the sexy skills. Absolutely, like how to, like, bring that tension, how to draw people's attention to the things that you want them to see, how to, like, I don't know, emphasize your curves, your whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I have, like, days where I'm just like, I feel good today, and I'll, like, I can feel myself, like, you know, walking with my head higher, or, like, walking, like, with a little bit more of, like, curve in my step, or, like, you know, like, you just walk better. And that's, you know, the kind of thing that, like, I would like to do almost every day of my life, but that's not realistic. You know, like, everybody has their down days, and everybody has, you know, their quote-unquote fat days. Yeah. You know, and it's just, it's not, you know, like, we need to learn, like, as women to not do that to ourselves, you know, to, like, have the good days more often.
I think that's another thing that I really like about burlesque, is that I get to hang out backstage with lots of other naked women, people who I think have beautiful bodies, and I get to hear them talk realistically about the things that bother them about their bodies. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, we all have this shit. We all have it.
Right. I mean, take a look around. Like, if you're jealous of somebody else's body, like, take a really good look around. Like, just walk into the mall one day, and you'll realize that, like, curvy is the norm. Like, we're not all meant to be stick figures. We're not all meant to be curvy. Like, there are people of every single size, and if you just open up your eyes one day, you kind of realize that everybody can be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just a matter of, like, society trying to get to that point. Like, yeah, it's like a struggle.
Yeah.
And, like, norms have changed. Like, they, you know, looking at, like, old magazines and things like that. Like, what was it? Marilyn Monroe was, like, a size 12.
Here's the thing about sizing. Sizing has changed a lot.
Well, yeah,
over the
and
years.
That too, yeah.
1950s, I would have been, like, a 10, like an 8 or a 10.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And now I can barely find, like, a women's size 2 or a size 4 that fits.
Mm hmm.
Because they're just too big.
Mm hmm.
Sizing scales.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Definitely fluctuated, and, like, people will be like, they've definitely made the sizes bigger.
But you would see...
Yeah, they have.
That's why you see, like, triple extra small
now.
You would
see... Yep.
old ads where they'd be like, yeah.
Men don't like skinny girls. Drink this stuff. Like,
yeah.
You need to gain weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like swimsuits and stuff like that. Like they were just so like, you know, and now everybody needs to be skinnier. Whatever. Fuck that. I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna starve myself. Yep. No, thank you. I mean, I'm not going to say that, like, I don't think that I need to lose a little bit of weight because, you know, let's be realistic. I did gain a couple pounds in the last year or so.
It's about, but, like, feeling healthy and being happy right. with yourself and not yeah. in comparison to right. other
yeah.
people.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm not comparing myself yeah. to other people. I'm just comparing myself to myself, you know? And, like, I don't want to weigh 180 pounds. Yeah. So, but that's just me.
I yeah, did that I think, once.
When I realize I want to lose weight is when I don't fit in my costumes anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's reasonable.
Yeah, that's my thing. Is like when I don't fit into my favorite pair of jeans, and I'm like, oh, like, yeah.
So, how did you get the idea to start teaching your own classes? Because you have like a single standalone class that you do that you've taught before and are teaching to us.
I have a friend who knows me and knows my background, and she, I think, is a psychologist at a local college, and she's putting together a body image, like a body image week at that college, and they have had a burlesque workshop in the past, and she was like, you know who would be great for this? See Amanda. And she booked me, and I'm like, thought for a while, and I put something together, and I had like 50 kids come, 50 college kids, mostly women, but a few men too, and they really enjoyed it, and it was like a really great, it was really great experience for me, and I hear as for them as well.
That's cool. Is that the only other time you've taught the class?
Yeah, I do a lot of sort of one-on-one. I just get so excited, like since I started taking classes even, I just get excited, and I teach people little bits of like what I know in more informal ways.
Oh, okay.
Neat.
It's a neat skill to have.
Yeah. I mean, the best skill I've got going on right now is my ability to take an Olympic class like speed shower because I have a 4-year-old.
I can groom dogs, so.
Yeah. I mean, I can cut people hair, but.
Well, yeah, so that's kind of impressive. I can't cut people hair.
Yeah.
I've tried. I'm not good at it.
Well, there is a difference between being able to do something and being good at it.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, if somebody sat down and taught me, then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's such a long day.
Yeah. You're burning out on me, Ashley. You're going to have a second episode in you.
Give me another glass of alcohol.
Fair enough. What are you drinking anyway?
I was drinking Tattoo and Do.
Oh, that's so gross.
That's so delicious.
What?
Captain Morgan Tattoo and Mountain Dew.
Is Tattoo a certain flavor?
Yeah.
It's a much darker Captain Morgan.
Yeah, it's like their black spiced rum.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. I like it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love rum.
I mean, I do too. I have a bottle of Kraken at home that is probably sorely missing me right now.
Aislinn, I love you. Where have you gone?
Sorry, Kraken. I've been busy.
You shouldn't deprive your alcohol.
I know. I shouldn't neglect my liquor.
It's a shame.
Of your presence.
Yes. God, that's abuse.
Have your company.
That's abuse. God, I sound like an alcoholic. I'm not an alcoholic.
I drank half a bottle of spiced wine last night and gave myself a stomach ache. That stuff is so sweet.
Yeah, I was going to say half a bottle. From the Ren Fair?
No. The people that come to Christ Kindle in Mifflinburg every year. Sandcastle Winery, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so good, but...
God, I want to go to the Ren Fair so bad. I got to find a day. I should have off most Sundays, so... Got a plan for that. I want to get Lauren and AJ to come with us this time.
It just JJ won't go.
Well, Lauren,
yeah, she'll go.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is let's talk about, I don't know. So what do you think of Burlesque the movie?
Oh God.
It is, they wanted to make a cabaret movie, but there's already a movie called Cabaret, so they had to name it Burlesque.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not Burlesque.
It's a good movie though. I love Cher. But no, it's not Burlesque.
It's a fine movie, but it's not Burlesque.
Yeah.
And that's my main problem with it.
Yep.
Like, nobody strips. All the numbers are, like, group musical numbers.
Yeah. Well, didn't they have one fan dance?
It's cabaret. It?
Yeah. Because they didn't even strip during the fan dance.
Yeah, no, it's totally cabaret.
That's funny. Huh. Whatever. People just went to see it because it was Cher.
And Christina Aguilera in the same movie.
But probably mostly because of the Cher.
I think that it's a fine movie, but it gives people a weird idea of what burlesque is and like what it takes to be in it. Like, oh, I can't do burlesque because I don't look like them, or I don't have the money for whatever. I'm not that sort of talented. Like, it's a much more punk rock thing.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I get that.
And I mean, there are people who take it to, you know, whole big levels, but, you know, your average local
but there's burlesque so few troupe. Of those.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, Dita Von Teese, and, like, she's... It's so small, because, like, the step down from Dita Von Teese is, like, Joe Boobs Weldon, and they're friends, you know? They, perform together.
Mm-hmm. Must be nice
and
to
Joe
be Dita.
Weldon runs the New York School of Burlesque.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Like, she gets all her costumes made for her. She doesn't drop them on the ground because they're so heavy and expensive. Somebody, like, takes them from her.
Damn. Oh, to get to that point in your career.
Much different thing. Yeah.
Man, I'm going to take this off and hand it to someone, and they're going to take it away. I want a person to live in my house and do that, you know?
So you never have to pick up your clothes on the floor.
Seriously.
I mean...
I wish somebody else would pick up all of my clothes. That would be great.
I'll just hire a maid to do my laundry.
Though that
awesome.
Thing.
Oh, I hate laundry.
Of burlesque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To have somebody else take your discarded garments away.
Yeah. I'm gonna wear this once.
Strut off the stage naked and proud.
Yep.
Woo. Now, the only time I've ever seen you perform, the show had stage kittens who came and, like, cleaned up the stage after you were done and took your stuff to you if you left anything behind. That's got to be convenient.
That's a standard. That's a requirement. Like, even if I'm performing in a drag show or some show that isn't specifically a burlesque show and doesn't have a kitten, I will arrange for there to be someone to do that task, because that's absolutely necessary. You don't pick up your own clothes. You don't.
Yeah, that would take away from the performance. Yeah. It's like, hold on, I just stripped and I was all sexy for you. Let me just clean up after this. I'll just come out with a broom singing a show shanty.
Yeah, your exit is a part of your act.
Right. Definitely.
Now, you've performed in drag shows as a burlesque performer, or have you ever done drag?
No, I've always done burlesque at drag shows, and it's usually not well received because the audience is usually filled with gay men who really want women who have dicks, or like people who look like women who have dicks. They are really pissed when they find out, like, I'm not packing that.
Hmm. Aw. I guess that makes sense,
and
though.
And if I take off clothing that, like, reveals that, like, I have real boobs or something, they're just not as excited about it.
Oh, yeah, that's not what they're into. Although you think everybody likes tits.
Like, the drag queens are psyched.
Yeah. Right. But your average...
The audience.
Gay patron
the
is, like...
the crowd, not so much.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
We were at a... Kind of related note. We were at a gay bar in Williamsport. And none of us realized that it was a gay bar until
I
don't remember.
Huh.
None of us realized it was a gay bar until we left.
The one next to the old corner?
Yes, that one. Next to the old corner. We're all in there for like a good hour. And then like we left and we were like, hey, did you see the couple in the corner? And we were like, yeah. And then we're like, hey, did you see that other couple? And then we're like, was that a guy or a girl?
Oh, we were in a gay bar. None of us noticed. It was just one of those things where it was like just so normal to us. And like when we left, we were just kind of curious. Then when we left, we were like, we weren't sure. It's not like we like were judging or anything. We were just kind of curious. But yeah, fun times. And you get a little bit tipsy, yeah. And then you walk around to bars in Williamsport, and then end up in one, and we're like, that would explain why everybody was looking at us so weird.
Yeah, going in there being all hetero, how dare you.
I know, right? I was like, whoa, we weren't welcome.
It's not
my bad. No, they were looking at us,
you
like
probably
we
probably welcome,
huh?
So you probably were welcome,
maybe. I don't know, we felt like we weren't though. So we don't know.
That would be really unfortunate, and I think that would like reflect poorly upon the bar.
Yeah, I doubt it was like that. It was probably just us all pretty tipsy and just thinking that we weren't welcome just because we felt like we were getting glances. Mm. But, yeah. But, whatever.
I tried to search Williamsport Gay Bar in Google, and the first thing that comes up is the Bullfrog Brewery.
That's not a gay bar.
That is not a gay bar.
Nope.
At least not last time I checked.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a gay bar.
No, that seems pretty hetero.
Or mixed. I don't know.
Or, well, like, isn't everything
it's
mixed?
It's not really a club either, though. No. I should have searched gay club.
It's a brewer. It's a brewery.
Brewery.
They sell great beer.
They do.
So if you're ever in Williamsport, go to the Bullfrog. Go to Old School Pizza. You're welcome.
Dylan's on next episode. Oh,
sorry. We'll let him advertise.
The cheesy bread.
Oh, the cheesy bread.
Save your cheesy bread.
That's another thing I realized. We are lucky for pizza in, like, the East Coast.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. West Coast, you cannot get good pizza.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. It's a waste of effort.
Yeah.
Like, why did I eat that? It was not pizza.
What if you... Yeah. So, if you go to the West Coast, what would be good to get there? What are they known for?
Tacos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Mexico is very close, and tacos came from Southern America.
Yeah.
Southern part of the United States of America, not South America.
Yep.
Mexico did not create the taco that we eat today.
Yeah, last time I was there, I ate lots of tacos.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting when I learned that. The Mexican food that, the quote-unquote Mexican food that we eat is not Mexican.
Confirmed by an actual Mexican person.
Yeah, confirmed by somebody who lived in Mexico and was raised there. And yeah. I was like, what is that radish doing in your taco? And she's like, shut up.
Yeah, you know nothing.
You ignorant of me.
You'll get in California.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Taco Bell is not Mexican.
I feel like, I don't know, sandwiches are pretty hard to fuck up across the board.
Yeah, you can't mess up sandwiches.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard. I mean, there's like three ingredients. There's your insides, your really good bread, and your...
Any kind of like...
Like condiment.
Yeah.
I've had shitty sandwiches in Spain.
Really? Huh.
It was just fried seafood on a bun.
Oh.
It was really dry.
Why would they do that? That sounds stupid.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure there's something I'm missing.
I heard, too, that if you go to, like, Italy and you order spaghetti, you don't get spaghetti and, like, meatballs.
No.
Because that isn't truly an American thing where you don't put that many heavy things in one dish.
Yeah, we America's kind of bastardized a lot of
like everything.
Cultural foods like that.
Well, we're a melting pot.
Oh yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the thing that people don't understand.
Japanese food, like Asian food, on the West Coast
is good.
I feel like it would be or should be, because they're much closer to Asia, whereas we're much
closer to Japan.
Yes. I bet you can get some ballin' sushi in San Francisco.
I bet in Hawaii, too.
Maybe.
I don't think I had any. Oh, yeah, you're super close there.
Mm-hmm. If you go to, like, Alaska, you're gonna get some whale.
That's probably actually true.
Oh, no, it is true, yeah. Did you? Did I talk about the supersizers go on this show? I feel like I did, but I don't remember. Nah. It's one where these this couple, they're like just really good friends. They go around and they get like a chef to cook for them for a week, and they dress in period clothes.
Oh yeah, we did talk about that once.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I remember that now.
Freaking that's awesome. Fun.
Yeah. All right, I want to dress in period clothes. Although by like the end of the week, after eating like mutton and like just steins of ale for like since like 8 a.m. to like midnight, you get a little sick.
That's only if you were like the time period's like upper class,
right? I mean, if you're in lower class, then you wouldn't be drinking that much. But
you'd have like water and stale bread, and
well, they didn't have water. You couldn't drink water back then because it was so polluted.
Mm. Beer.
Yeah. It was all beer. They gave it to little kids, too. Yeah.
I want to see a wasted six-year-old. I'm a terrible person.
That is awful. You are a mother.
I didn't say I was going to give my kid beer. And for the record, my kid is not six. So
she's four. That's better.
Doesn't apply.
Wasted four-year-old.
Aren't four-year-olds practically tipsy humans anyway?
No. Maybe like one or two. Because they're wobbly and slur their speech.
Yeah.
No, by four, they've kind of got their shit together. They're becoming real people.
Hmm. I met like two really annoying kids today, and I'm just like, yep, that would be why. That's why I don't want kids. Gotcha. Okay, needed that reminder? I'm going to go hug my niece now, because she's good. Oh, just screaming and asking too many questions all the time. I get it. You're curious. I'm not your mother. I'm sorry. I want nothing to do with you. It's all me, kid. I know I'm a horrible person. Sooner you know, the better. What are you looking at?
The time. Trying to figure out when I want to try to
wrap up. Yeah. Do we know when Dylan's coming?
6:30-ish. Mm. So we have like a mini break between.
Okay, that's good, because I really have to pee.
I'm not surprised, because you just drank a giant ass glass of liquid.
I have to keep awake somehow, Aislinn.
You're drinking alcohol to stay awake?
The Mountain Dew is to stay awake.
Doesn't like
that's
this
not.
I feel like the alcohol is more potent than the caffeine that's in the soda, but I mean, I'm not a scientist.
You're speaking a different language to me. I don't know what you're saying. I don't understand.
No.
See, Amanda, can you explain what she's saying to me? She's crazy over here. What is this?
You're just mostly taking depressants, right?
Shut up, Ashley. You're drunk. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not, but that is what you're saying.
No, I know.
I can offer you some. Would you like some?
No, I'm good. Okay. Thanks. I'm fine.
I would offer you some, see Amanda, but I don't think Bill would appreciate that on his computer.
No. That's like grounds for divorce.
No.
It is.
We haven't perfected that technology.
Actually,
yet.
I bought this computer, so I mean there is that, but I still don't think I should spill stuff on it. That's more reason not to spill stuff on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was his Christmas present. Merry Christmas.
Hmm.
I think I read somewhere the other day that like Christmas is like 20 weeks away. I'm just like, blasphemy!
No.
No!
Yeah, I don't even want to.
Shut up! Like, that is horrible. I don't. Like, why try to speed up time?
Yeah.
Ever.
I've seen lots of Halloween stuff already.
Not, I know. And it's been out for, like, weeks.
Ugh.
Like, it's not even Thanksgiving
for
yet.
Months.
Oh, Thanksgiving is after. Oh, my.
Thanksgiving doesn't happen. We've erased Thanksgiving.
That is true. Like,
there's not enough stuff to sell.
Yeah, the greeting card industry is like, nope, we can't sell anything for that. The grocery stores, though.
Yeah.
They're like, buy your turkey now. You can marinate it for months. What? No, what? I'm not doing that. It's disgusting. It's weird. Normally, we don't have turkey at our house anyway. We have ham.
That's weird.
Not everybody likes turkey in our house.
Yeah, fair enough. I just thought of ham as more of an Easter thing, though.
And Christmas. Bill eats lasagna.
Of course he does.
Yeah. I need pretty much anything.
So anyway.
That was fun.
Woo. Yay.
Anything, any parting words, anything you want to plug?
Probably just this class on September 6th. Is that the day? 6th?
The 6th at 4 p.m. At 4.
I need to put that in my calendar.
Yeah.
Please come.
You really do.
I'm planning on coming. I just need to put it in my calendar.
So yeah.
We'll get in touch with our inner sexy beasts and talk a little bit about whatever. And by whatever, I mean, feeling sexy, and we'll learn a lot of moves.
We should mention there's alcohol there.
I was under the impression the bar's not going to be open while we're there.
No, I think that the bar, like, as a business, isn't going to be open to the public, but there will be a server there so that people...
That's what I was kind of hoping that they would offer beverages, because it would kind of be a...
Yeah, they would appreciate it if we purchased beverages from them.
Okay.
That's understandable.
That is confirmed, right? That's not just...
Yes.
Okay, cool.
That was a conversation I had with the bar.
Okay, sweet. So, yeah, alcohol.
Woo!
So you can buy a drink.
Yep. So there's that.
Yeah. And we're not letting anybody, like, hang out and just watch, because that's kind of fucking
spectators.
Creepy.
Yeah, no spectators. Ooh. Bill is coming, but he's only coming so he can do business with the other people in the other room. So if you see him there, he's not watching.
Yeah, don't worry about Bill. I know he looks like it, but he's totally not there to creep on us.
He's doing business.
Yeah, he's not a creeper. He's only creepy to me.
He won't be in the room.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, he'll be on the other side of the doors.
Yep. So it should be a fun time. We're going to try to learn how to feel pretty about ourselves.
Oh. Do we know which entrance we're going to be using? Are we going to be using the one that's actually, like, the one you have to go up the stairs? Or
I would
the one that's
probably
the
say the
corner.
One that's up the stairs, because, like, they don't normally open that other door for anything.
That's usually loading and unloading for bands.
I didn't know there was another door.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've never seen them open that other door for anything, so they're probably not.
The big long room where the stage is, yeah, there is a door, like, all the way at the end past the bathrooms by, like, the second bar.
I would say that they open up the room next to, like, the main bar.
Where the pool table is, and the arcade games.
Yep,
but... So. I'm not sure what street that's on, but all the info is on our
Facebook page.
And if you're ever in... Troy, New York, check out, see Amanda Battle Horse's Cult Classics, as well as Pasties, Pencils, and Pints, and get your drink and draw on.
All that jazz. This episode's coming out this Monday night, this Tuesday?
Yes.
Tuesday.
Yeah, so if you happen to be in upstate New York or want to take a trip this Friday at doors at 8, show at 9 will be our Labyrinth show. It's $15 to get in, and that's at the Hangar in Troy, New York. It's 675 River Street.
You really gotta stop having it on Fridays.
I'm sorry.
I wanna come.
Friday.
Yeah.
I gotta... Oh, no.
Pasties is always on a Thursday.
Now I'm gonna start working on a Friday.
Gross.
Gross.
We'll jobs.
See. One of these days I'm making it up there.
You people and your jobs.
Shut up. I like my job.
Well, that's important.
Yeah. I like it. It just takes up time. Anyways.
Yeah, we should probably, wrap things up. I'm sure our next guest is waiting in the wings as we speak.
Lovely to chat with you guys.
It was lovely to chat with you too.
All right, bye everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.